Hello, KPL family. We are back again. We know our few but dedicated listeners are tuning in.
Hi, Grandma.
Yes, we have a good one for you today.
Hi, this is Bella.
And Bella, two book-loving Bellas who like to think that they read more than they do.
I read all the time. I just don't do it in public where people can stop me or ask questions or wonder what on earth I'm reading.
No, yeah, my TBR is so long and I never end up reading anything on it.
I blame TikTok, the app that has every teenager addicted to scrolling endlessly for hours.
TikTok has brought us Book Talk, a side of TikTok dedicated to all things books, but not always in a good way.
Which is what we're here to talk about today, from one Bella to another. So what's the last thing you read?
Oh, Daisy Jones and the Six.
Yes. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
So good. It was my copy of the book. It came back to me after three long weeks of being gone. So sad. Couldn't go without it. She read it in 4 days. 4 days and held it hostage in her house.
It was very special to me. I needed to keep it.
It's so good. I really enjoyed it. It's also extremely trendy right now.
Oh, yeah. TikTok's all over it.
It's all over it. All the clips and the edits and the quotes, which I personally enjoy. And that atmosphere has become a huge deal to book sales, as it really influences the reading community. Authors and readers alike have really started to use TikTok to promote books. It's vital for marketing for authors, and it's a place for people to review and share the books that they love.
Yeah, this really started, I guess, more than 10 years ago on YouTube and even with Instagram, where creators have been reviewing books for years. But with TikTok, it's kind of become this trendy space to share anything that you want. So it's really taken reading over by storm.
Personally, I think that... Oops, I read somebody else's line.
Still going.
If it's on TikTok, it gets popular, or at least that's what people think. It really comes down to an algorithm and just some good old luck. Some videos end up getting thousands or even millions of views, and others really don't get any at all. And fortunately, with the trending of TikTok, it's made reading cool again.
Yeah, like personally, I've seen such an increase in people buying and reading books. Indigo is hopping the most popular I've ever seen it. And people who I've never seen read anything at all are now buying the new releases from authors, like, of course, Miss Colleen Hoover.
And that's what it really comes down to. Miss Colleen Hoover. We should probably make it clear before we accidentally slander anybody's favorite authors or books that we don't care what you read, and we support all types of reading. No matter if you're reading romance or sci-fi, history, YA, graphic novels, or nonfiction, as long as you're enjoying what you're reading, that's what really matters. It's just when people start forcing it down your throat.
Oh, yeah. Book Talk really likes to do that.
How many times have you seen a Colleen Hoover book?
Oh, gosh. They're everywhere in public. I see so many people reading them. There was, like, this one time after Christmas break, I came back, and I was just trying to talk to my friend about, like, what she was up to, what she was doing, and she said that she got a bunch of new books. And I thought in my head, oh, my gosh. Please don't be Colleen Hoover. Please don't be Colleen Hoover. And I ask her what it is, and she says, oh, Colleen Hoover. And I'm like, oh, of course. And I just see that with everyone in my classes, on the streets. If they have a book in their hand, it's Colleen Hoover.
It's become extremely relevant, I think, all of the trending books. And you see a lot of repeating names. You see a lot of Colleen Hoover. You see a lot of Sarah J. Maas. You see a lot of the same authors over and over and over again.
And even with their books, too, it's a lot of the same tropes. It's a lot of the same stories. And all of those books are always trending.
We're really lacking diversity. And it's really sad, actually, because we're only promoting authors and books that have been around for a really long time that have always had a lot of attention. We're not promoting some unknown or new authors. We're not promoting people of color. We're not promoting anybody. We're just cycling through the same books over and over again.
And people read them as if they're brand new, as if they haven't been out for many years now.
And they judge you if you haven't read them.
Yeah, it's just, it's a lot of pressure when they, when you see all these books around and you don't really want to read them, but like you kind of have to or else you're not in the know.
I won't lie, I've read 4 Colleen Hoover books over the past maybe 2 years, mostly just so I knew what people were talking about, because at first it seemed like this really cool, fun thing, and I do enjoy romance, so I thought I would really enjoy it, and then I didn't enjoy the first one that much. It's not my style of writing. I don't like reading it, but I had friends that were reading them, and I wanted to be able to talk about books with her, so I decided I'd just read a couple more of her favorites, even though I really don't like them, because there's this impression that gets across that if you don't read the most popular books, you're not a real reader.
Yeah, I kind of feel that as well when, like, I know a lot of people, a lot of my friends, who have only read the most popular book talk books. And coming from someone who's been reading, like, her entire life, like, my entire life, I guess, I have read a bunch of not as popular books, a bunch of books that I personally grew up loving reading, and I can't talk to other people about that because it's almost like they're not really willing to read them if they're not popular, and if they can't talk to the wide range of other book talk people about it, if they can't see others' opinions and reviews.
If the entire internet isn't saying it's a good book, then they just assume it isn't. Nobody's really willing to try new things anymore, and I do think that really does come from book talk. I think that it's become such a big decision maker in books and in what people should read. And now bookstores like Indigo have entire sections that are based off book talk and what's trending on book talk, because that's all anybody wants to buy. That's all anybody wants to read. Those books, when you're at the library, like this one, end up being 30 week waiting times just because everybody wants to get their hands on a book that before TikTok, people didn't even love that much. And while sometimes that's a good thing, a lot of the times these are books that come from authors that we shouldn't be promoting.
Mm-hmm. And then a lot of those books that have unique stories from unique authors get lost in the shelves and no one ever gets to see them. And people try to promote their books on TikTok, but then it just turns into they get overrun by the other influences and millions of views from other TikToks that have the popular books, and they can never get have their book in the spotlight.
And I'm not saying I haven't read books from TikTok and from book talk that I didn't love. I have a couple favorites that I definitely never would have found without book talk, but there's a lot of books that I love that have never made it to book talk, and I just would like to see books like that promoted more, and I'd just like to see some more diversity in authors and in tropes and in genres, and I want to see a lot less of the same books over and over again, because people just assume just because it's popular it's not problematic, and it can be both, and I think we need to stop promoting things that aren't worth sharing.
And like, we love to see people reading. We just wish that they would read the wide range of so many interesting books that there are out there.
There's a wide range in every genre, too. You don't have to go from genre to genre. If you only like to read romance, you only have to read romance. But you should try and diversify within that, because there's so much we can learn from other books, even if you don't realize you're learning. And if we only pick our books based off what's trendy, we'll never find any new books at all. We are some super opinionated people.
We really are.
It's true. We love sharing our opinions. We're literally sharing our opinions with you right now. But there's such a thing as taking it too far, especially in social media.
Okay. These books trending on TikTok are like the go-tos, like the staples. If you haven't read it, then you need to.
But you don't need to. Not really. Just everyone on the internet will think you're a fraud who doesn't really read.
Oh, you haven't read this? Immediate side eye. Are you even a reader? And that's just what happens in public. Online, people are vicious. The internet gives people too much freedom to judge and give unwanted opinions.
TikTok is the perfect bidding ground for spreading toxicity. People should be able to read whatever they want. And while the person on your screen isn't specifically targeting you, it definitely feels that way.
Especially if you're just, like, wanting to read something new, it can be overwhelming, like adults reading YA. Sometimes if you feel like you don't fit.
I know personally, as someone who started eating a lot older than my age category in books, that I sometimes wish that I spent more time on books like YA, because now I feel like I can't enjoy them as much as I want to. And there's a lot of this anger towards adults that read YA as if the young adult genre is only for teenagers.
That's even true, like, just with other genres too. Like, it's hard to get into the other genres if you haven't read the staples of that genre. Like, getting into thrillers or getting into romance if you haven't, like, even read those originally.
Same with even, like, micro-genres. If you really like this trope and you haven't read that book, then maybe you don't really know that trope at all. And if this is your favorite book, that says so much about you to other people, and that becomes a huge point of judgment. They just assume everything about you because of the books that you read, just because they're not their favorite book.
And sometimes people even judge you not on what you read, but even how you read. Like, there's so many people on TikTok that go into so much detail trying to annotate their books, and that leaves a lot to everyone else to assume, well, where do I fit in? How do I become a part of this?
Do you have to annotate? Is there a way to annotate properly? Is there a wrong way to annotate? And to a lot of people, they would probably say yes. There's a right way and there's a wrong way. Personally, I don't annotate, so I don't have that much experience, but I absolutely hate it just because I don't want things on my books. I think it ruins the way that they look. I think it ruins my reading experience because I reread a lot of books, which is another thing people think is really shady in the book talk universe. People apparently don't reread their favorite books. I like to think of it as reliving childhood memories, but other people think it's horrible.
And when you see people on TikTok who are annotating their books and putting so much time and effort into reading, it kind of feels like, oh, I'm not doing this. Am I really a part of this community if I'm not doing what everyone else is and spending the time and effort to show my appreciation for these books?
As a speed reader, as somebody that goes through books in hours at a time, when I really get into reading, I will sit down and I will read an entire book in under 3 hours sometimes. I don't spend as much time really taking in that book. And a lot of the time I feel really guilty about that just because of the way that people have made it, where it seems like the only way to read a book is to spend hours and hours and days taking it apart page by page. You can read a book however you want. And maybe TikTok and BookTok and Bookstagram and all these people on the internet who don't know you have all these opinions about it, but there's no wrong way to reading.
Yeah, and then sometimes that happens is you end up having different opinions on what the book is about or what your character... Sometimes you have different opinions on what the book is about, the different characters, how you ended up seeing it, and if you try to share those opinions and other people have different opinions, you're just sometimes immediately blocked and you feel like your opinions don't matter because people just shove them away because they're like, no, that's not right. Everyone else is thinking this. That's the right answer.
I think that if you don't share the same opinions, you just get shoved away. Clearly, you don't know anything about this book because you didn't like it. There's a lot of books that I haven't rated very highly. I'm a very harsh critic for no reason at all. I'm just very picky. I really want to give the most honest rating when I rate books. So a lot of the times I don't love every trendy book and I'm honest about it, and that doesn't get received very well. Even if it's just a couple stars on Goodreads, it is something that the entire internet has decided that if you don't rate something high enough, that it's wrong. And that you're wrong.
Exactly, yeah. And it's just then hard to find the community where you fit in, to find other people that think the same way as you do, because then you feel just alone in your opinions.
And it's Book Talk originally was supposed to be a community. It was supposed to just be a bunch of people that really just enjoy books. But when you have this many voices and this many books, everybody gets really overwhelmed and you feel the need to have to establish yourself as a reader and have to establish yourself as a proper reader on top of that, as somebody who's read all these books in this list, because I feel like there is a list. The same with reading classics. If you haven't read them, then what are you doing? Because they're classics for a reason. You don't have to like classics. You can think they're super boring because a lot of them are too slow and they're not fun. And that's okay. But because we have all these voices contradicting each other, everybody has to pick one side, unfortunately. And a lot of the times it becomes extremely toxic and overwhelming, and we don't get to enjoy books the way that we should.
I think that as a community on TikTok, we just need to be aware of what we're putting out and who we are listening to, and listening to others to formulate opinions based on what your true thoughts are and not being influenced by everyone around us.
Just because TikTok is full of influencers doesn't mean that you have to be influenced, and it doesn't mean that you have to agree with what everybody else says. Reading is something we can all enjoy and experience, but we aren't all going to have the same experience. And with TikTok, unfortunately, they only really cater to one type of person with reading, and that's where this all comes from. Spoiler alert, Book Talk is not the end-all be-all, and it's not going to tell you everything you need to read. You don't have to take every single TikToker's words to heart. You can enjoy anything that you want.
Exactly. Don't force yourself to read something that you know that you're not going to enjoy. Don't force yourself to have opinions on things that you don't really agree with, but everyone else does.
We're not saying cut out TikTok from your life, though most people would probably advise that. I'm still going to watch TikToks all the time. I'm still going to end up on Book Talk every few weeks, like clockwork.
I'm still going to go home after this and watch more TikToks, without a doubt.
Without a doubt, am I going to end up looking for another Daisy Jones edit?
Oh my god.
It's the best book on the internet for a reason.
For a very important reason.
Don't take everything to heart. Don't.
And with that, KPL fam, we bid you a wonderful day and or evening whenever you are tuning in.
Thank you so much for listening to us ramble on about books and TikTok and Book Talk, Bookstagram, all the book marketing on the internet.
It's been fun. It's been a wonderful time.
As Gen Z, we'd like to say that we really know how this works, and this is all from our personal experience. Maybe your experience with Book Talk is wonderful, and that's great. We're just trying to give our perspective. But thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope, Grandma, that you really enjoyed this one.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. Goodbye. This podcast uses music from Freesound, Beach Dance by Svegvery, licensed under the Creative Commons Zero License.